You are listening to All Creatures, How to Survive the End of the World, based on a short story by Dr. Jill Lopez.
I'm pretty much done for. That's my opinion. Life as I know it, well, it's pretty much down to the last few seconds. 6 months into what should be the greatest year of my life has turned into a nightmare. Wait, nightmares are not this bad. No, not a nightmare, a horror movie. Like the ones based on a true story that you have to Google because you just don't think they could be true. Sadly, this one is true. I don't know who will even read this. I guess someone may find these notes eventually, maybe years from now, if there are any survivors. For the record, I didn't think doing someone a simple favor would result in me standing here on the roof of my practice praying to be rescued. If only I knew, I would have... Well, I probably would have done the exact same thing. Hoping and praying that the door can hold up until...
All creatures, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that is a wrap.
Smalls, only a vet could make wrap into a double entendre.
Dr. Greathouse, it is a little known fact that veterinarians are natural comedians.
That is definitely a little known fact. Speaking of little.
Oh no, Kyra, please don't tell me that Riverton Chihuahua Rescue has another Friday surprise for us, please.
Oh, of course not. You're so Chihuahua paranoid.
Great, because today I am for sure 100% going to get out of here and make it to my spa day with my ladies. This is my official 6-month anniversary of starting this practice, and I am going to celebrate in luxury. I have it all planned out down to the hot stone massage and...
Well, you still can make it to your luxury party, I promise.
No, 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 no. Kyra, please don't tell me.
And he isn't from the Riverton Chihuahua Rescue, technically.
Ugh, I knew when I said it was slow earlier that it would come back to bite me in the...
Okay, he is a Chihuahua, but he's not a rescue. He's a stripe. And he's not from the Riverton Chihuahua Rescue. He hasn't been rescued yet. Yoren said someone from the fire department called and said that there was this cutie walking all around all by himself. So they're going to be dropping him off any minute, and he's so teeny tiny you won't even notice he's here.
Hmm. Well, that seems like a case for Dr. Greathouse. And I will just wrap things up here and start making my way to the train station. New York City is calling me home.
Ugh, Kyra.
Well, Dr. Greathouse, you were the one who said the S word earlier, so pretty much you only have yourself to blame. It is so slow, 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 slow today. You said it, not me.
Okay, okay. But I can still make it to my girls' night out, right?
Of course. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? What could go wrong, she says. Ugh. Let's see, where to begin? Bringing in that stray, thinking that cute little thing was harmless, thinking I would enjoy a night of luxury. Certainly my plans were ruined once again, but I did say the S word, and we all knew about the curse of saying slow, especially on a Friday. So maybe I brought this all on myself. Kyra. Poor Kyra. I hope the rest of the team doesn't blame me for what happened. Dr. Greathouse, worst boss ever. That's me, the worst. New York City is calling. Smalls, come in my office. Let me get you your check.
Yep, it is payday.
It has been so great having you help here in the office. Did you get a chance to check your summer schedule?
Hey, Dr. Greathouse. I'm heading out. Unless you need me for something else. Kyra said a stray was coming in, but she said she's going to take care of it.
Yoren! Yeah, another day, another Chihuahua. Kyra's got this. So have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Hey, Yoren, are you doing anything fun this long weekend?
Well, you know I'm a big nerd. No exciting plans. Probably catch up on my class notes and do some reading.
Smalls, I keep telling him that he needs to get out and enjoy himself. Life is short. Get a hobby. Do something new.
Well, I do like to indulge on the weekend. By indulge, I mean play a little D&D with my friends.
Indulge is the word you're going to use? Well, okay.
Wait up, Jordan. I'm out of here, too. See you later, guys. It's Fry. Yay! Woohoo! You can give me a ride.
Have a great weekend, everyone. I feel bad for Joran. He should be having some fun, but Riverton, Connecticut isn't the most exciting place on Earth. It's no New York City. I think I could really do with some excitement around here myself.
Oh, and speaking of excitement, my Uber should be here any second. I've got a train to catch, you know.
Ow!
What the? Kyra? Yep. Someday there will be a Wikipedia about me. Dr. Greathouse, the worst veterinarian ever. The person who was responsible for the end of humanity, blah, blah, blah. Kyra did her thing. She cleaned up the stray, placed him in a kennel, and was giving him some kibble. And then it happened. The bite. If I do make it through this, which is very unlikely, I will surely die here. But if I do make it, I hope I never see another chihuahua again in my life.
Ow!
Kyra, are you okay? You're bleeding.
It's okay. He didn't mean it. He was scared. And I probably just scared him. Look, just a tiny scratch. I'm fine. Trust me. It was my fault.
Dog bite. Let me check my notes. So according to Connecticut law, an animal control officer must quarantine a dog that has bitten or attacked someone. The dog must be quarantined for 14 days in a public pound, veterinary hospital, or approved kennel. Purpose of this quarantine is to ensure that the dog does not have rabies and to examine its demeanor. The animal control officer must give the dog bite victim and the commissioner notice of the quarantine within 24 hours. The commissioner or his designee must examine the dog on the 14th day of the quarantine to determine whether it should continue. Well, he's in quarantine. I will let animal control know we have him, and let's see if we can track down his owner and get his vaccination records in the meantime. But let urgent care know that he didn't have a collar on, and we have no idea if he's vaccinated or not. I'm going to text Cooper Animal Control so we are covering our bases.
Kyra, I'm glad that you're okay, but that looks nasty. You should stop by urgent care and have someone look at it.
Yes, I will, Dr. Smalls. I will stop by on my way home. The pup is taken care of. I checked him over. He doesn't have a collar or a tag and no microchip. I put him in the kennel and gave him some food and water. Dr. Greathouse, can you check on him before you leave for your party?
Dr. G, check. I have got to go, my friend. What? Darn, my Uber got canceled. What? My train is canceled, too? No, I cannot stay in boring Connecticut one more day.
Boring? This place is hopping with excitement. Angry chihuahuas, D&D indulgences, we got it all!
And that's why.
And that's why you live in New York. Yes, we get it. Here's your check. Smalls, if you want to spend the evening drinking dirty martinis and exchanging celebrity gossip, my friends would love to have you join us.
While that sounds lovely, I will have to decline your offer. I've got to reboot my train or figure out how to get out of here.
Good evening. We begin tonight with a concerning situation unfolding in our community. Reports are coming in about a series of dog attacks in Riverton, Connecticut, leaving several people injured.
More mean dogs? Turn that up!
It appears that a pack of aggressive dogs is causing distress and concern among residents. Our reporter, Daisy Thompson, has been on the scene gathering information. Daisy, what can you tell us?
Thank you, Frankie. I'm here in Riverton, where a series of aggressive dog incidents has the community on edge. Over the past few hours, multiple residents have reported being attacked by what appears to be a pack of dogs. The injuries vary in severity, with some individuals requiring medical attention. I spoke with local authorities who are advising residents to stay indoors and avoid approaching unfamiliar dogs. Animal Control and the fire department is actively working to identify and capture the dogs responsible for these attacks. The town officials are urging caution and have increased patrols in affected areas. Joining me now is Officer Cooper Harris from Riverton Animal Control. Officer Harris, can you provide any insights into what might be causing this sudden increase in aggressive behavior among the dogs?
Thank you, Daisy. We're currently investigating the situation. It's crucial for residents to be cautious, especially if they encounter a group of dogs acting aggressively. We recommend staying indoors and reporting any sightings to our department immediately.
Absolutely. And what safety measures are being recommended for residents?
Well, our primary recommendation is for people to stay inside. If you encounter a dog, particularly if it's acting aggressively or seems to be a part of a pack, please do not approach. Instead, contact Animal Control or local law enforcement.
Thank you, Daisy and Officer Harris. We'll be sure to keep our listeners updated on any developments on this ongoing situation. In the meantime, we urge all residents to exercise caution and prioritize their safety. Stay tuned for further updates on this evolving story. Our thoughts are with those affected by these incidents in Riverton, and we hope for a swift resolution to this concerning situation.
What? Did they just say what I think they said?
You don't think there was anything wrong with the little cute pup in the back? Kyra's bite? Just a coincidence, right? Oh, speaking of Kyra, she's FaceTiming me.
Maybe she knows what's going on.
Hey, guys, I don't feel so hot.
Kyra, was that a growl? What's going on? Don't take this the wrong way, but you look really awful.
Kyra? Hello? Kyra, can you hear me?
Dr. G, the call dropped. I'm sure she's okay. She's at the hospital, and they have great doctors, and it was only a bite. I saw it was nothing, and wouldn't even need a single stitch. Maybe she had a reaction to the medicine they gave her?
I can't get a signal.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy. Vet Candy makes learning fun with the most exciting experts on the planet. Become a Vet Candy member for exclusive access to our library of more than 100 studio qualities and race-approved videos taped in 4K. Say hello to streaming and goodbye to boring webinars with us. Plus, members can connect with specialists and licensed mental health care experts on our forums and get answers to your burning questions with our knowledge database. You can even create a custom learning plan, keep track of your progress, and track your CE credits all in one spot. Your personalized learning journey starts with us. What are you waiting for? Sign up today at myvetcandy.com.
I'm not gonna lie. Seeing Kyra's face on FaceTime made me a little nervous. Maybe a lot nervous. I was the practice owner. I was in charge. It was my fault. She was one of our crew. Now I wonder if that was the last time we see her. She looked bad, Ebola bad. Her skin was almost translucent, and her eyes, something was very wrong with her eyes. I wonder if someone will find these notes. I presume Joran got back to his home all right. Maybe being a homebody will keep him safe. Kyra, if you're reading this, and if you make it, it wasn't your fault. You did what you had to do. Darn it, the lights went out!
Dr. G, my phone still isn't working, and now the computer is down. Wait, turn the radio up. It sounds like there's an update.
We interrupt your broadcast for a special news update. We have a troubling update on the situation in Riverton. What started as a series of dog attacks has now taken an even more disturbing turn, with reports of people becoming aggressive and even mobs of deranged individuals terrorizing the town. Our reporter Daisy Thompson is back on the scene with the latest developments. Daisy, what can you tell us?
Thank you, Frankie. I'm here in downtown Riverton, where a series of aggressive dog incidents has the community on edge. As I reported earlier, over the past few hours, multiple residents have reported being attacked by what appears to be a pack of dogs. The injuries vary in severity, with some individuals requiring medical attention. I spoke with local authorities who are advising residents to stay indoors and avoid approaching unfamiliar dogs. Animal control is still actively working to identify and capture the dogs responsible for these attacks. The town officials are urging caution and have increased patrols in affected areas. Local authorities are working diligently to assess the situation and bring it under control. The initial focus on the aggressive dog incidents has shifted to understanding the sudden surge in human aggression. The reasons behind this alarming behavior are still unclear. Our news tip line received a disturbing video message from a local resident saying that mobs of deranged people are surrounding the Riverton Library. Officer Harris, given this unexpected development, how is law enforcement responding to the reports of aggressive individuals in Riverton?
Daisy, the safety of our residents is our top priority. We are coordinating with law enforcement agencies to maintain order and protect the community. At this time, we urge residents to stay vigilant, remain indoors, and avoid confrontations with anyone exhibiting aggressive behavior.
How are the residents of Riverton reacting to these unsettling developments?
Understandably, there is a sense of fear and concern among our community. We encourage residents to support one another, stay connected through social media, and adhere to safety guidelines. We're doing everything in our power to bring this situation under control.
Thank you, Daisy and Officer Harris. We will continue to monitor this rapidly evolving situation and provide updates as new information becomes available. Please stay tuned for the latest development in this unprecedented series of events in Riverton. Our thoughts remain with the residents affected by these distressing circumstances.
What? Mobs of deranged people at the library? The library's across the street! Okay, I'm officially scared. Let's make sure everything is locked up, and then we can try to figure out what's going on.
The landline is working. I've found some flashlights and some protein bars and water bottles in the break room.
Oh, thank you, Smalls. I would love a bar right now. I need to eat something. And we need some time to process this. Mobs of deranged people in Riverton. Aggressive dogs in the street. Oh my god. At least we have a link to the world with the office phone, but we're safe. We have food and water and a phone. What could go wrong?
Okay, I'm thinking that. I think that we have a big problem, G.
This is the understatement of the year. I guess I should explain how veterinarians work for any layperson who might be reading this. We take an oath to do no harm, but we not only help animals, we also help keep people safe. Now, that's a 0-3 for Team Dr. G. I have a killer chihuahua in the kennel, an employee in ICU, and now crazed people running through the streets. Here's hoping my professional liability is paid up. Smalls, I am so sorry I got you into this mess. If you left earlier, you would be on your way home, and now you're here with me and this crazy psycho dog.
Dr. G, don't think like that. We have to stay positive. Yes, it is true that I should be seeing this town in my rear view right now, but I'm here for you. We vets have to stick together. Speaking of sticking together, are you going to finish that bar?
Yes! Smalls, that's it! You're a genius!
And by yes, do you mean I can have the rest of your bar?
Yes! I mean, no. I mean, yes, you can have the rest, but also... But you're so right. Vets do stick together. We can figure this out if we stick together. So what have we got here? A stray dog becomes aggressive, then bites someone. Now we have a sick Kyra, a devil dog in the kennel, and according to a news story, lots more aggressive dogs in the community. And what did they say? The people were becoming aggressive too? I think they said people were biting people too.
Yes, aggressive, raging, bloodthirsty, bad, bad, and bad.
So my first thought is...
Rabies? Jinx! Jinx again!
Aw.
Dr. G, I may be just a lowly locum vet, but I do seem to recall something from vet school about virology. Rabies doesn't act this quick. It takes a while. I mean, Kyra did get bit by that devil dog, but she started showing signs. What was it? 2 hours? Maybe three? Rabies doesn't do that normally, not this fast.
Yeah, the signs fit, but the time doesn't fit.
Occam's razor.
What?
You know, if you have two competing ideas to explain the same phenomenon, you should prefer the simpler one, and the simpler one is...
Rabies!
Jinx again!
Don't you have a neurologist friend? The one you were always talking about. Do you have his number?
Yeah, Dr. Richard Joseph. Let's give him a call. If anyone can help us with this dilemma, it would be a neurologist.
Hello?
Hey, Dr. Rick, it's me, Smalls. I'm working in Connecticut this week with Dr. Greathouse, and we are in need of your expertise. Long story short, we have a big problem up here, and it all started with one mean dog biting our tech. Yada yada yada, now there are mobs of deranged people at the library.
That does sound serious. Can you give me more details?
The dog, he's a Chihuahua, was brought in today as a stray and was exhibiting unprovoked aggression. Remarkably, hours after biting our technician, she started displaying similar strange behavior. We're thinking rabies, of course, but the timing, it's so quick. I didn't think that was possible for this virus. Now the news is reporting more aggressive dogs biting people, and those people are also becoming aggressive, just like our tech.
Rapid onset in a human is atypical for rabies. What measures have you taken?
We've isolated the dog.
Good. Safety first. We need to consider both the dog and your technician as potential rabies cases. How's the technician?
She's receiving treatment at the hospital.
Tell me everything. Start from the beginning.
It's a stray Chihuahua. No medical history, no vaccinations, no microchip. We know nothing.
Rabies is a deadly virus affecting the nervous system, usually with a lengthy incubation period. This rapid development in the human patient is unusual.
So in other words, it's not aligning with typical rabies progression.
It warrants a comprehensive medical examination. The dog should be considered a rabies suspect, but confirmation requires a postmortem examination.
That's going to be tough.
If rabies is confirmed, we need to track and assess anyone exposed. The human patient should receive rabies prophylaxis immediately.
We will let the local hospital know. What about the community?
Inform public health officials. They might need to respond more broadly. Keep me posted. This is an alarming case. Be careful, guys. Really careful. This is an alarming case.
I could delight you with tales of how we walked bravely into the kennel with our heads held high, but I won't. The fact was that we were scared, and we took Dr. Rick's warning to heart.
This is an alarming case.
We tried calling Kyra again, but she didn't pick up the phone. I couldn't help wondering about Kyra. Was she safe? Dr. Rick's info was helpful, and we all agreed we should go check on the stray close up. Safely, of course, but we needed to take a good look at him. We didn't have PPE, but we did have some useful things at our clinic. Smalls used his skills to create a pretty amazing biohazard suit using a surgical gown, a plastic shower curtain, random strips of cardboard, and duct tape. I had two plastic face shields that we had left over from the curbside COVID days and wrapped our feet in a surgery drape and plastic wrap that I found in the kitchen. If you're reading the Sam, I'm sorry we used all of it, but I know you'll understand. Whatever this was, we didn't want to take a chance.
Okay, this look is definitely keeping me off the cover of GQ, but I think we should be good.
You know, I can't help but think I should be sitting in the massage chair right now with my girls, sipping on my martini and getting a mani-pedi. You ready?
Yeah. We got this, Dr. G.
Next up, I went from almost killing Smalls to somehow completing our mission of checking on the hound from hell. Let me tell you what happened. Our kennel was designed with the slanted doors to prevent puddles from forming. Then we sprayed down the floors to clean them. Slanted floors also make it much easier for you to thoroughly spray down the floor, walls, and entire kennel without ending up standing in a mess. So understandably, walking nervously to the kennel in our bootleg hazmat suits and plastic-covered booties, I took three steps before I slipped and fell on Smalls, and we both crashed to the ground. I'm sorry, dude.
Hey, I don't hear any growling or thumping anymore. Do you think he got out of the cage? No way, right? Why is he quiet all of a sudden?
We sat huddled in the middle of the floor, back to back, just in case the tiny monster figured out a way to open the cage door. Or maybe Kyra, in her panic after the bite, didn't click the lock shut and that he nosed his way out. Nope, that wasn't the problem. The kennel cage is made of heavy stainless steel, the best German steel. I made sure I only used the best when we built the kennels. Plus, the cage has lots of solid parts, and I could see that the door was securely locked from where we sat. And I also saw a patch of black fur slumped near the front. The devil dog was no longer. He was dead.
Stray was definitely not saved by the bell.
Yep. All creatures, how can I... hello, Dr. Rick?
Dr. G, are you guys okay? I am hearing some strange stuff on the news about hordes of crazed cannibals. They're saying that the National Guard has been called in. Are you guys safe?
One second, Rick. Let me put you on speaker.
Rick, we're fine. The doors are locked and we're in the kennel looking at, I guess he's patient zero?
He's dead, Rick. We were too late. And there's nothing we can do now. We tried.
Chin up, Dr. G. You guys are doing amazing. I can only imagine how you feel and how scared you are. Whatever this is, we can still figure it out. I have a plan. Can you sit tight and give me 10 minutes? I think I know who can help. And whatever you do, don't leave the clinic.
10 minutes, 20 minutes. Honestly, it seemed like hours. We sat in silence, staring at the cage, while we waited for Rick's call. And then things got a little weird.
What's that?
Something is pounding on the back door.
Please tell me there's no way any of those crazed cannibals can get through that.
There's no way. We're safe. Don't worry. I kept staring at the back door. I couldn't take my eyes off it. Silence. Then...
Dr. Rick?
No, it's not Dr. Rick. I'm Dr. Alexandra Zurev. I'm an anatomic pathologist. Dr. Rick called me and told me about the situation you're dealing with.
Hi, Dr. Alex. I'm Dr. Greathouse. So, Dr. Rick told you about our little deceased aggressive chihuahua? And now our town is full of aggressive dogs, and now aggressive people? Crazed cannibals, possibly.
Yes. Dr. Joseph briefed me on this peculiar case. The rapid aggression in both the dog and the human is not characteristic of typical rabies.
What's our course of action?
First, take extreme precautions handling the dog's tissues. The atypical symptoms suggest an unknown pathogen, so full protective gear and a biosafety cabinet are essential.
And for the pathology?
A veterinary lab should check for Negri bodies indicative of rabies, but they should also search for other signs of neurological conditions.
I'm really worried about Riverton. This could escalate into a serious public health crisis. We've got to get some answers. Answers may help save our town. Can you tell me how we need to prepare the body for the lab?
Ship the entire body to a veterinary lab adhering to all safety and biohazard protocols. Here's how to do it. Seal the body in thick plastic bags, then place it in a seamless styrofoam container for insulation during shipment and as another barrier against leakage. Include enough cool packs to keep the specimen cool during transport. Avoid ice cubes as they leak, and don't use dry ice or freeze the specimen, as thawing delays testing. Next, place the styrofoam container inside another thick garbage bag as an additional barrier. Then place the bagged container inside a heavy cardboard box or cooler for transport protection. Foam containers alone aren't suitable. Complete the specimen requisition forms from your diagnostic lab and attach them on top of the foam container's lid, not inside with the specimens. Finally, attach a biohazard symbol to both the inner and outer containers.
Okay, we've got it. We can get this done.
This case is very scary, my friends. If there's anything I can do to help, let me know.
Lucky for humanity, I like to tailgate. Unlucky for me, this meant we would be shipping the Devil Dog in my brand new Yeti cooler. I was so looking forward to tailgating with it this year, but there may never be another football season if we don't do this. I don't have a styrofoam cooler, so it was my Yeti or nothing.
Dr. G, is that a Yeti? I've always wanted one of those, but they are ridiculous expensive.
The Yeti is going to be perfect for the samples, keeping what's inside in and away from us. Smalls, if this works, I'm buying us both one.
Dr. G, that's the attitude.
We kept an eye on the clock and the door. We just had to safely pack up the body and wait for a rescue. Wearing our homemade hazmat suits, we quickly got to work. We placed the body first in a large plastic bag, zip-tied, and repeated the process two more times for a total of 3 bags. We weren't taking any chances. We added 5 freezer packs inside the Yeti, on the 4 sides and 1 at the bottom, placed the body inside. The ice packs would keep it all nice and cold. Taking extra precaution, we put new gloves on over our double-gloved hands, then we wiped the Yeti down with a bleach solution.
Please tell me again that there is no way any of those things can get through that.
There's no way. Run!
I've got the Yeti.
Smalls this way. Follow me. Let's get to the roof. So that's the situation. We are stranded on top of the building. We have no way to communicate with anyone, our cell phones are useless, and an angry zombie mob is at the other side of this door. To quote my former poultry professor, we're ducked. Besides that, everyone probably thinks we're dead. We have no way of contacting anyone to let them know we have the samples. The samples that could probably save us all.
Okay, if the door breaks down, we're done. If it doesn't, we're stranded up here until we die of thirst. If that doesn't happen, we'll eventually run out of food and starve to death. Or maybe we die of thirst first, then food? I can't remember. But either way, our options are looking pretty dreary.
What happened to positive thinking, Smalls?
He's on a roof getting ready to be eaten alive.
Oh yeah, you do have a point.
What's that? Oh my god, it's a helicopter. It's here for us. Dr. Alex, wherever you are, thank you.
Yay, Dr. Alex! No, the roof! It's too narrow to land the chopper.
Hey, looks like they're lowering a ladder out of the chopper. That's the ticket out of this mess. Here, G, you take the Yeti and grab the ladder. I'll hold the door. Go! Get out of here!
I'm not leaving you, Smalls. We can make it together. Let's jam this piece of wood into the frame. It will hold for a few seconds. Ready? One, two, three. Run!
We did it, Dr. G.
Oh my God, we made it. All I want to do is go back to normal with my boring little town and zero surprises.
Zero surprises, Dr. Greathouse?
Yorin? Yorin? You saved us? How did you know? And where did you get this chopper?
You fly helicopters now? What?
For now, let me focus on getting you out of here, and you said no more surprises. But I promise, all will be revealed soon.
Okay, I've had a good night's sleep, and things don't seem as complexly insane as they did. And we've got some good news. We got the samples to the CDC, and soon we found out that this was rabies, like we suspected. But not classic rabies. This was a mutated form. Our little devil dog was in fact patient zero that belonged to a deranged scientist who, by some strange chance, was also a member of Kyra's Chihuahua meetup group and set up a doomsday lab in my little sleepy town, Riverton. Speaking of Kyra, the doctors say she's doing great. She's going to make it. Turns out I'm not the worst boss in the world. Maybe I'm only the second worst boss, but not the first. And I just ordered two Yetis, one for me and one for Smalls. No one can ever say I don't keep my promises. Speaking of promises, Smalls, I have a feeling that you won't be back in the summer.
Dr. G, honestly, if I never see Riverton again, it will be too soon.
Good morning, doctors.
Yorin? Or is that even your real name?
Docs, you are going to need to sit down.
Sam, what are you doing here?
Well, we both came here today to make a little confession.
We haven't been totally honest.
Oh, yeah. You never told us about your mad chopper skills, for one. And all these stories about studying and playing D&D are a bunch of bullpucky.
I'm not sure what a bullpucky is, but I do have a particular set of skills, including flying helicopters. But I am a D&D master, I promise you.
Yes, Jordan's dragon-slaying skills are beyond. And back to the important stuff. Yes, we have a particular set of skills, and you do too. Jordan and I both work undercover for a special organization, and they noticed how well you handled this crisis, and they really liked what you did. They really, really, really liked it. They think you're amazing, as do we.
So, we've come here to talk to you on behalf of the organization. They want you to join us.
Us? Who is us?
We are members of the VIA.
Yeah, think it's like the CIA, but with veterinarians. Veterinarian Intelligence Agency. Not only are we super cool, we are super secret. You probably never heard of us.
Yep, you got me there. Never heard of you.
And let me add, never want to hear of you again. I am done with running from zombies and hanging off of helicopters. No, 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 no. Count me out. I'm going back to New York, where people are normal.
Yes, count me out also. I'm done with excitement. I want to have my normal, boring life back, so thank you. But no thank you.
You know, Jordan said almost the same thing when he was asked to join. But, you know, we don't like to take no for an answer.
Sam, is that a threat?
No. We just don't like taking a no for an answer. So, how about this? We'll take it as a maybe. Go back to your normal life and maybe we'll meet again.
Sam, you both work here. We meet every day.
Exactly. Until we meet again, it's my day off, Bye. See you tomorrow.
Oh my God, I'm a hero. I can tell because the Riverton Gazette says it so. Local hero veterinarian, Dr. Greathouse, saves the town. There it is in black and white, size 14 in bold. I think Helvetia font. So it must be true. The story inside? Not so true. I suppose the VIA had to keep some of the details under wraps. They didn't want any other deranged scientists to get ideas, and yeah, I think that's a good idea. So I'm still adjusting to my new life, my newfound fame, and my sleepy little boring town. I'm sure that the free coffee will be flowing for at least another week at Riverton General Store. And Smalls, he sent me a text finally. Three words. See you in June. June.
Based on a short story by Dr. Jill Lopez, How to Survive the End of the World features lead actors Clay and Caitlin Palmer, along with Angela Stoyanovska and Martin Manev. This show includes expert insights from veterinary specialist Dr. Richard Joseph and Dr. Alexandra Zara. The show was crafted and produced by audio engineer Vasco Kostovsky alongside Vet Candy. You can tune into All Creatures on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or your preferred podcast platform.